Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Hey, welcome to Smart Living, Smart Retiring. I said that wrong, didn't I, Chip?
I think it's Smart Living, Smart Retirement, but we take retiring because that's what we're all going to do at some point.
We're having this big discussion on retirement, this, that, and the other before the show starts, and I think I use the word retiring a lot, so must be on my brain. Let me try it again. Do I get another shot here?
Sure.
Hey, welcome to Smart Living, Smart Retirement, Fund Your Life, Find Your Freedom.
There you go.
Did it. I'm Larry Ahrens.
And I'm Chip Stites.
Two very handsome baby boomer guys hosting a show, not about financial matters, but about retirement lifestyle, retirement ideas of what you can do with your time, where you can live, how you can gain some income from your retirement years, and it's not that hard to do anymore.
How you can get the most out of probably what should be the most pleasant 30 years of your life.
Yeah, I like that. So we've got a lot on the show today. If it's your first time listening, again, you're not going to get a lot of financial advice as to which mutual funds to open for your retirement. Or
no, put another way, you're going to get no financial advice whatsoever.
Chip, however, is a certified financial planner, but he keeps all that to himself.
I did for 38 or 39 years, and I'm trying to kiss the whole thing goodbye.
I'm a recovering broadcaster, but as you can see, the recovery is slow. I'm still here.
And doing an excellent job,
thank
I might
you.
Add.
Thank you. And yeah, I was not kidding about the front part. We are a couple of baby boomer guys that want to talk about retirement and ideas for you. And everything we suggest here on the show or present to you is not, I wouldn't take it as an endorsement. I would just take it as, hey, boy, that's interesting. That's some great info. And then we leave it up to you to act on it.
Our job is to give you interesting ideas and things to consider. Your job is to make decisions about what you hear.
Right. For example, in this show today, we're going to be talking about moving out of the country. But we are in no way endorsing that. We're just saying, hey, it's going on. Here's what's happening.
There are reasons for it.
Yeah. And so, you know, we're not trying to get you to leave the USA. We're just trying to open your eyes to let you know what's going on right now.
And yes.
Got an interesting report about moving to Ecuador, which a lot of people in our age group are doing.
As a matter of fact, I think this was primetime news, was it not?
Yeah, it was. ABC News report.
ABC News.
We'll have that for you here in a bit. A lot of this, Chip, is about moving, and we got a great article here from a website called ThinkAdvisor. Article is called Retiring? Then it's time to move.
And there's a reason for that. And if you read the article from ThinkAdvisor, Retiring, then it's time to move. One of the reasons is, according to this, retirees who move are generally happier than retirees who don't.
That's the conclusion. And this article draws on several different studies. They quote many different studies about studying senior housing issues, where seniors are moving, where they're moving for retirement. Are they staying home? A lot of them are. And generally gauging their happiness, as you said, Chip.
It's interesting to me that those who stay home have kind of the least active lifestyles. Those who move are not only happier, but their lifestyles are more active. And that I found surprising. So moving has in and of itself some kind of justification for a more active lifestyle.
Indeed. Did a study on this. The National Association of Real Estate Investment Trusts said that only a tiny percentage of seniors move during their 60s, only about 1% a year, which is...
That's surprising.
Me too. And most retirees stay in their own homes, and as one researcher found out, what do?
Watch TV.
Oh, my gosh. Now, I like watching TV, but that's not my idea of retirement.
No, nor mine.
Anyway, we're going to get into a little of this. Part of this article talks about taxes, and we haven't talked about taxes in a while on the show, Chip, but, man, you're a student of taxes and their effect on retirement, and taxes drive retirement decisions in a very profound way.
They really do. I think that one of the things that we all need to note is how much taxes we are going to spend in retirement, because mm-hmm. that is a significant effect on how much we get to spend. And so states without property tax and states without income tax, or states that don't tax Social Security and pensions, are the states that more retirees are moving to. So obviously I'm talking Nevada, I'm talking Florida, mm-hmm. I'm talking Texas.
Tennessee has no income
Tennessee
tax.
Tennessee has no income tax.
Wyoming?
I believe it is, Mississippi that doesn't tax Social Security and does not tax pensions.
Nice.
So there are a number of considerations for moving, and I'm looking for the statistic here that says that seniors are more likely to move to a place with lower taxes than anywhere else.
Yep.
And that, to me, makes a whole lot of sense.
I found it here. A study by the Urban Institute showed that Phoenix, Tampa, Atlanta, and Vegas, baby, saw the highest number of retirees aged 55 to 65 who relocated across state lines between the years 2005 and 2010. I would say that trend line is probably continuing, if not getting bigger.
I would tend to agree. And another study by the Federal Reserve showed that in the Journal of Urban Economics finds that raising a property tax by an average of $100 increases the likelihood that seniors will leave by 8%. $100 increases it by 8%.
I got to hand it to my fellow baby boomers and seniors. We're not stupid.
No, we're watching what's happening to
exactly.
us.
Exactly. We're paying attention, and this is good news.
There's a huge difference between the psychology of someone who is earning money and the psychology of someone who's living on a fixed income. And that is, as almost all of us in retirement, because I can honestly say I don't have $2 million set aside to do whatever it is I would like to do.
Yeah, and that's the reason for this show. We're talking about ways to have a retirement lifestyle without having millions of dollars in the bank.
Absolutely.
So, interesting study on taxes, and I really like that. Now, you, in your personal case, Chip, you're going to move to Europe. We've talked about this on the show before, but if you heard it for the first time, Chip is going to move to either Italy or Portugal or someplace over there because mm-hmm. you want to travel. You want to be located there because it's going to be easier and cheaper to get around and to go where you want to go.
Yes, I can go to almost all of Europe for less than $200, and I can't afford the price of flying back and forth, which is $1,800, $1,500, $1,300 a round trip. And
yeah.
So to have a place to live for $400 or $500 a month and to be able to travel in Europe is a lot less expensive. And I might add, if you get a visa and live there for any period of time, the health care is less expensive and better.
Fascinating. So, but to move, in order to best preserve your assets and get a better tax break, there's tax considerations that you have to consider where you live now. right?
Right. But before I move, I will go to a state which has no income tax, no state income tax.
We don't live in one of those now.
We do not.
So you're going to have to move there for how long?
Whatever it is in that state that has a residency requirement. For
some
instance,
6 months, some a year.
Some not at all, just having the intention to stay there. Huh. Some have a year, as in Texas or Wyoming. With some, it is doing specific things, and then you're there. That's it. Done. And so what each state has its own requirements, and that's something you would need to look at.
Yeah, very good. Okay, we're on a good track today. We're talking about housing trends. We're going to talk a little more about moving abroad. We have an excellent piece coming up in the next segment from ABC News and the ABC News correspondent John Quinones, who went down to a town in Ecuador where a lot of American retirees have now moved.
Yes.
And it's an excellent report, and we'll have that for you. It'll open your eyes.
I was having read a lot about this particular town, this particular country. It's interesting when a few hundred thousand Americans move there.
Yeah, it's staggering. All right, we're here on Smart Living, Smart Retirement. Said it right this
find
time.
You did. Fund your life and find your freedom.
Chip and I will be back in a moment. More to come on the show. You're listening to Biz Talk Radio.
I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute, free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Hey, you're up. Welcome to Biz Talk Radio. The show is called Smart Living, Smart Retirement with Larry Ahrens and Chip Stites. Chip, doing well today?
Doing very well today. As a matter of fact, I think if I was any better, there'd be three of me.
Good stuff. All right. Hope you're having a great weekend. Thank you for spending a little of your weekend time with us. The show is about retirement, not financial retirement, but retirement lifestyle and ideas. Now, I must admit something to you, my friend. When we first started doing this show and you started telling me that you're going to move abroad and all of that, I said, nah, he's just sort of an outlier. He's a guy that's going to be rebellious and move out of the country, and he's one in a million, and who does that anyway? Wow. Have I learned different?
I think there's a lot of people who feel like I do, and I love this country. I believe in it. I grew up in it. It gave me what I have today. And since I want to travel, I have had to learn to look at things slightly differently. I also had the advantage of growing up in Italy, and so that has sparked some of this as well.
Yeah.
And so that brings us to the idea that there are other people moving, other people who have these ideas. And we're going to do a segment now that is led by Diane Sawyer that Larry found.
Yeah.
And Larry, I'll let you tell us about it.
All right. This is from ABC News. And you'll hear Diane Sawyer introduce the segment. The whole thing is about retirees, Americans, baby boomers like us, that have moved to a place called the Cuenca.
Cuenca, Ecuador.
In Ecuador. And the report is all about lifestyle, some financial details, and so forth. And John Quinones is the correspondent. So let's listen to that right now. Here it is.
There are thousands of Americans who want you to know they have found paradise at a place they never expected. Here's an interesting figure. Almost 350,000 Americans now get their Social Security benefits shipped overseas, and that's a dramatic increase from a decade ago. And our John Quinones caught up with a lot of them who say they've discovered the secret of the good life.
Welcome to Cuenca, Ecuador. It's more than 2,000 miles away from the U.S. Some 4,000 Americans living here.
Lake Tahoe.
Rhode Island.
North Carolina.
Connecticut.
Retirees from all over the country.
It's like we never left New York.
We find most everywhere.
Ed and Cynthia Staten moved here from Las Vegas 3 years ago.
So here's one for 43 cents.
Wow.
Now that's the bargain.
We had the choices of accepting a lousy retirement or think of something else. Mm-hmm. And you're sitting in something else.
This was our something else, and we couldn't be happier.
They left behind kids and grandkids in the States, but talk to them every day via Skype. And the money they saved means they can go visit more often. Their monthly budget was $8,000 in Las Vegas, now slashed to $1,800 in Cuenca.
Jan and Paul Cottage found their paradise here a year ago, though Jan admits she took some convincing at first.
When he comes home and says, "What do you think about Ecuador?" I just burst into tears.
But Cuenca has exceeded their wildest dreams. Check out this view. Their property taxes in Houston were $10,000 a year. In Cuenca, just $72,000.
Another major draw, high quality and affordable health care.
Jan's health insurance dropped from $640 a month to just $100 per month.
And now you really love it.
We really do.
Really?
Yeah.
Ecuadorians call retirement la tercera edad, the third and best chapter of their lives. John Quiñones, ABC News, Cuenca, Ecuador.
Well, there you go.
Interesting.
How about the
it?
Property taxes?
That's amazing.
$10,000 for their home in Houston.
And I would venture to say that the next place you're probably going to hear of, Larry, and you may have a hard time believing this, but the next country you're going to hear about is Colombia.
No kidding.
Yes.
And we don't think of Colombia in those terms. We think
no,
of
we think of it in
for other reasons.
Other reasons, exactly. Yeah. But they have cleaned that up, and they have top-notch health care. As a matter of fact, a lot of the things that we have here, operations, medicines, whatever, are tested in that area. Their health care is excellent. Their cost of living is extremely low. And you're going to find spots in South America where an awful lot of Americans are moving.
Fascinating stuff. And I have to say, in the many months that we've been doing this show, you've opened my eyes, my friend. I don't think I could persuade my wife to leave the country, but maybe she could change her mind. I don't know. But it is a fascinating prospect. And it might be fun to go try living somewhere else for a while.
You know, the interesting part is that even if you were to get a 3-month lease or a 6-month lease.
Yeah.
It would be one heck of a vacation that would be a heck of a lot cheaper than anything else you'll do.
And you'll talk about it the rest of your life.
Of your
Remember
life,
when
you will.
We spent 6 months in Cuenca, Ecuador, or wherever it is?
Yeah.
You'd probably have a great time.
I think you would. Yeah. There are so many places around the world where you can make this happen. And while the least expensive places tend to be South and Central America at the moment, don't forget Europe. Don't forget Portugal. Don't forget France. Don't forget Spain. Don't forget Italy. They are a little bit more expensive, but at the same time, the lifestyle is amazing.
One place that you can go to find out about this is a wonderful magazine called International Living.
It is. And I have, having been a subscriber for years and a platinum member of International Living, I can't tell you how much it teaches you, not only about living somewhere else, but also about travel, also about how you want to travel and what you want to see and what you want to do and how to avoid the pitfalls. It is a wonderful, wonderful magazine for doing a number of things. And one of the things you will find in the magazine is ads for something called the Churchill Method.
Ah, yes, our good friend Winston Churchill.
There you go. And when we say fund your life and find your freedom, one of the things we are talking about is using the Churchill method to work part-time, online, using skills that you already have in order to earn a little bit of extra income. This is not a get-rich-quick scheme, but earn a little bit of extra income so you can live in a lifestyle that you want to live in.
As we call it sometimes, margarita money.
There you go.
If you want to earn some margarita money, and you can apply that definition any way you want, then you can do that. Or if you want to earn a little more or a fairly substantial income, that's possible.
It is possible.
It's going to be a little more work, but that's okay.
Yeah. In my case, what I'm trying to do is just do a little extra writing and make a little bit extra a month so that I can afford to do a little bit more traveling.
Great plan. All ideas for you here on Smart Living, Smart Retirement. We'll have more to come in just a moment. We're going to talk about some things to consider with all that free time you're going to have when you retire. We'll be back in just a few minutes here on Biz Talk Radio.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031 because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
biztalkradio.com.
And we're just grooving here today. It's Smart Living, Smart Retirement, Fund Your Life, and Find Your Freedom. And that guy right over there is Chip Stites. I'm Larry Ahrens, and we're having a fun day. Thanks for spending part of your weekend with us here on Biz Talk Radio. We like to make fun of the financial advisor commercials that we see on TV or the brochures, Chip.
Yes, we
that
do.
That show you this idyllic retirement life. This is from an article I found. He said, one of my hobbies, everybody's got to have a hobby.
Absolutely.
One of my hobbies is collecting photographs from the retirement brochures handed to clients of financial services companies. My personal favorite, he writes, is the silhouette of a white-haired husband and wife sitting in lounge chairs on the beach. The photograph taken from behind, they are gazing at the ocean, possibly holding hands or a drink, or both. Among the best of these photos is a retiree with arms raised in triumph at having successfully made it to the beach. Congrats to him, right?
Absolutely.
Obviously, following the recommendations of his financial advisor, he was able to go to the beach.
The beach. There you go. His financial advisor got him to the beach.
Yes. So we are to assume that he is at the beach for retirement, or maybe he's living on the beach itself. I don't know.
But he's there.
He's there, and you can be there. Anyway, these commercials and these brochures, you know, they're designed to do one thing. They're designed to get you thinking about doing that in your life, which you can do, which you can make happen. And we're going to talk more about that now. Okay, we have, speaking of financial houses, this article is from a financial house, so we'll give them credit. H.J. Sims is the name of the company.
Yeah. And this particular article was by Megan Morrow. And it was published this year.
Yeah. So there's two parts to this article. I want to cover the high points of it. It's called The Best Places to Retire and the Top 5 Tips for Creating the Perfect Post-Retirement Lifestyle. And that's what this show is about here on Biz Talk Radio.
And number one is to envision your life without work. What do you want to do? And if you're going to have 8 hours a day of free time, you might as well have an idea of what you're going to do with it, because the alternative, sitting on the couch and punching the clicker for the next TV station, is just not particularly good one.
Well, I could do that for a few days, and then after that, I'm ready to do something else.
The pollsters have proven that people who are doing that in retirement are the least happy people of all.
So think of the typical day, set some goals, and then put them into motion, and you'll find your time gets taken up with hobbies, volunteer work, socializing.
Possibly a little part-time online work to earn you a little extra money if you would like to do so.
Absolutely. So this is something you don't need to pass the time watching the tube or wasting your time like that.
No. The next tip, number two, is do not skip the transition period.
What is the transition period?
The transition period would be the time between the time that you realize you are going to retire and the time you actually retire. And I have spent the last 4 years realizing that I am going to retire and trying to put things in place to allow me to do what I want to do. And so this transition period, how are you going to spend the extra 40 or 50 hours a week? What are you going to do with your time? What do you want to see? Where do you want to go? What have you always wanted to do but never had the time to? You got it now.
Yeah, and that's what the transition period is. Do some planning, some careful thinking. And we've talked about this before, Chip. Make a list, but there are no crazy, weird ideas. Put them all down.
Exactly.
If you want to learn to be a glider pilot,
Learn to be a glider pilot.
Put it down. You know, don't think outside the old box, right? If there's something in the back of your mind that you've wanted to do, you've wanted to go join the circus and be a clown. Put it on there.
Go do it.
So that's the whole idea. It's free thinking, and no idea is dumb or outrageous. They all
fit in.
That's right.
Number three, find hobbies that are socially pleasing and healthy.
I met some people just this week in conversation. Their hobby is organizing group dinner parties.
And that's kind of neat.
Yeah, it's really fun. And they invited us to join their group, and they meet in each other's homes during the year, sometimes twice a month, mostly once a month. And it's not fancy, but you bring wine, and the hosts cook the meal with the help of the participants, and it's a great evening.
It sounds like fun. It sounds like a bit of potluck with a little bit of wine and a lot of socializing.
Or a whole lot of wine and a lot of socializing.
There you go.
Either one. But I just talked to some people this week about that, and they're retired. This is something they really enjoy organizing and participating in. And that's an idea. It's one of thousands of ideas you could have with your hobby or your activities that you love to do.
Exactly. The next one is prepare and stick to your budget. I've spent 38 years talking about budgets and finding out that most people don't have a budget. But in retirement, I would say it is absolutely necessary because you're going to have a fixed income, you're going to have X amount to spend, and you best know how you want to spend it. If you need a little extra money, which many, many of us will, take a look at the Churchill Method about working part-time and about all of the things you can do that you don't even realize that you can do part-time just to earn a little extra money.
Yeah, we talked about that, and there's so many opportunities out there now with technology and the Internet driving it, and there's so many opportunities for you because there are people that need your expertise, your help, some of your time, some of that friendly nature that you have. And they're willing to pay you for it.
Exactly. And don't think one of the things I hear the most when I talk about this to people is well, what can I do? I haven't done anything. Well, that's usually not true. I would say 90% of the time that is not true. Something in your background will allow you to help other people and earn a little money by doing it.
Then the last one, this is the one I think that is my favorite. It's called Enjoy the Ride.
Exactly. You are starting what I think should be the best, most creative, most healthy social period of your life, because most of the responsibilities are gone and you have some time. And it's absolutely a wonderful combination.
It's a joy.
Absolutely.
I remember when I had my 60th birthday, the thing I was fond of saying was, hey, I'm going to start the second half of my life. And I really feel that way.
You should.
Yeah. And so it's my wife says I haven't said that. I did say that, but that's okay. And I think it's a great attitude to have. Do I mean that literally? Well, no. But I do mean that it's a great opportunity. It's a great time in your life, especially if you're healthy, especially if you're active, especially if you're willing to have adventures and experiences. That's one thing that my wife and I talk about a lot. It's not about, you know, going to the beach for the summer. It's having an experience someplace.
Exactly.
Having a journey, an experience. We just got back from a trip to the Midwest, and we took the train, and we talked to you about that. It was so much fun. Great experience.
Try doing things different ways. Even if you're doing the same thing, do it differently. If you normally fly, try the train.
Right.
That's what Larry and his wife did. If you
if you normally would
go with friends, try going with yourself by yourself. Mm-hmm. If you whatever you normally do, change it.
Exactly. And there's so many things that you can do out there, so many wonderful places to go visit. That's why I say enjoy the ride. You know, let the ride take you where it's going to go. It's like a great road trip. We've all been on those, where it's just fun. Around every corner is a new thing to experience.
To do. Yeah. If you normally go on the highway, try Route 66.
There's a song about that.
There know. Is.
Yeah, there really is. All right. It's Smart Living, Smart Retirement here on BizTalk Radio. And we enjoy these conversations, and we hope you do, too. We talk about all things retirement that are not financial here on this show, and we've got one more segment to go. We continue in just a moment. Chip Stites is here in the room with us, and I'm Larry Ahrens. Here on BizTalk Radio, we will be right back.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching BizTV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, BizTV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Well, we have a good time doing this show. It's really fun to talk about this stuff and talk about retirement in other ways.
It is, and we hope we are giving you some things to consider and ways that might change your life and give you some things that in retirement you can look forward to and use and prosper with.
All right, Chip, let's talk about throwing it all caution to the wind and just going for it, okay?
Works for me.
All right. Wall Street Journal article, the title is, Let's Sell Our House and See the World Retirement.
Okay.
Okay? So we want you to meet this couple. Their names are Tim and Lynn, and she is 70, he is 66.
That works.
For most of our lives, says Lynn, each of us lived and worked in California. Today, our home is wherever we and our 30-inch suitcases are. In short, we're senior gypsies, she says. We sold our house in California, moved the few objects we wanted to keep into a 10-by-15-foot storage unit. Since then, we have lived in furnished apartments in Mexico, Argentina, Turkey, France, Italy, England, and even Florida, that exotic land over there.
There you go.
In the next couple of months, we will live in Ireland and Morocco before returning briefly to the U.S. for the holidays. As I write this, says Lynn, we've settled into a darling one-bedroom apartment about 100 yards from the River Thames, a 25-minute train ride from the heart of London. We have a knack for moving in. Within a few minutes of plunking down our belongings in new digs, we have made it our own. The alarm clock is beside the bed. My favorite vegetable peeler and instant read thermometer in the kitchen. Our laptop computers are up and humming, and together we begin to learn how to make the appliances cooperate.
Yes, that could be an issue even in this country.
I'm skipping part of the narrative here, but the article goes on. She says, becoming international nomads sounded appealing, but we first had to find a way to afford such a lifestyle. Earlier in the article, they say, we discovered that we're really happy when we're traveling together.
And that's neat.
So why don't we do this more?
There you go.
Serious number crunching showed that selling our home in California would allow us to live comfortably almost anywhere in the world. Not having property taxes or a roof that needs fixing can pay for a lot of train rides.
That's why I sold my house a couple of years ago.
You know, once you start looking at it a different way, it kind of makes sense in your retirement years. We find simple strategies to keep our budget in line. Stays in more expensive locations like Paris or London are balanced by spending more time in less pricey countries like Mexico, Turkey, or Portugal. We dine out several times a week, but eat at home much of the time. We like to cook, and food shopping is a great way to learn about a country.
It really is. And basically what they're saying is kind of what I've been saying all along. They're going to a country. They are getting a long-term lease. And let's say, for argument's sake, that that's a six-month lease. You can get a nice six-month lease in a rural part of, let's say Italy.
Yes.
For 900 to 1,000 square feet for somewhere in the neighborhood of $500-$600 a month. It's just not difficult. And so you've immediately lowered your cost of living just in the rent by itself. And then you begin to explore the food. And I think that what the article is saying is absolutely accurate. What a wonderful way to get to know a culture, like through its food.
Yeah, it sounds delicious, actually. Sounds delicious. She goes on in the article, and these are really important points that she makes in their nomadic lifestyle here. She says, we enjoy the freedom of not being weighed down by our things in quotation mark. Indeed, one of the benefits of living home free is that we meet people on the road that are interested in us and could care less about what kind of house we have or what antiques we own or other possessions. It's a remarkably forthright way to relate to others.
It is, and I think one of the things I'm doing is divesting myself of things that I've had for years and years. And there is something freeing in it, number one. Number two, it automatically expands your horizon because it's not limited to what you have. It is limited to the things you are finding and seeing. And so you are changing how you live by the nature of what you have. And I think that what a wonderful article and a wonderful way of describing an inexpensive way to travel.
She goes on to say, since we have eliminated home ownership, we have very few bills to pay.
And I thoroughly agree.
Yeah. We use an online bill paying service. We buy everything by credit card so we can rack up points.
Exactly.
Good internet connection is essential. Our computers link us with family and friends, help us plan future travels, and our source of entertainment, places where movies and TV in English are very elusive. So,
for those of you who listen to this show regularly, we had a gentleman from the Churchill Method on named Eddie, who is one of Churchill Method's coaches. And Eddie is fond of saying he is homeless because this article is an exact description of how Eddie and his family live.
We have Medicare and supplemental plans, and when we return to the U.S., we see our doctors for annual checkups. We have international health coverage to cover medical emergencies and evacuations. The plan has a big deductible to help reduce our costs. And they've found that healthcare providers abroad have been very positive, their experience with that. She said, for example, my husband awoke one morning in Mexico with a raging flu. The doctor was at his bedside within an hour, administered an injection, gave us a prescription, and the bill was $50.
Exactly.
And he recovered quickly.
And you will notice that the doctor came to his house.
Yeah.
He didn't have to go sit for 3 hours in an emergency room.
Yeah, it's awfully appealing.
It really is. There are elements about this which it's interesting. Even Larry is beginning to believe that this kind of thing is possible. Because I remember when I started, he thought I was just a little bit around the bend.
Love the last line of the article. They asked her, how long are you going to do this? She said, we don't plan to quit until the wheels fall off.
There you go. Or in my case, till I can't stand the sight of a suitcase.
Really enjoyable show today, Chip. Thanks for all your knowledge and input.
Larry, it's a pleasure doing this with you. I enjoy it, and I hope the people who are listening learn something and find something special in funding your life and finding your freedom.
See you next week.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. biztalkradio.com.